With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Santa Fe National Forest is closed as of today because of severely dry conditions and because of careless visitors who've been abandoning campfires in the forest. Forest Supervisor James Malona says those small campfires could easily spread into catastrophic blazes.
On the Jemez Ranger District alone, last weekend, over the Memorial Day weekend, we had 58 campfires that our firefighters were and law enforcement were responding to. Not only do those fires have the potential, any one of those, because of conditions, create a large wildfire, but in addition to that, that really stretches our resources.
Malona says it hasn't been this dry this early in the season for 5 years, and even lighting a campfire is perilous. But leaving one burning has firefighters shaking their heads and having to keep all campers out.
One of them was saying two or three of those fires that they caught over the weekend, campfires, if they would have gotten there even 30 minutes later, we would have been in a very different situation.
To give people an idea of just how dry the trees and other vegetation are, Supervisor Malona said a piece of lumber from a home improvement store has about 12% moisture, while right now the forest has less than 5%.
Because of how dry we are, it can be as easy as someone parking in grass along the side of the highway in the wrong place and a little bit of wind picking up. And once that gets in, because the fuel moistures are so low, it's not going to take much to get that fire up and into the forest canopy and in a situation that's very difficult to control.
Forest officials say the 1.6 million acre forest will remain closed until summer rains, predicted to be normal this year, arrive around the 4th of July. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.